Back here in the U.S., NBC Universal is showing 3,600 hours of Olympics coverage. Not all of it on TV, about two-thirds, is really on the internet. Our TV critic Andrew Wallenstein decided to make his laptop his window to the games.
Several days have gone by, and I still can't get over the range of emotions I experienced watching the opening ceremonies. I was moved by the gathering of so many nations. I was awestruck by the pageantry on display, and I was impressed by the accomplishments of the athletes. And then I got bored. Yep, somewhere between Mauritania and Denmark in the Parade of Nations, I got that itch to see actual sports. So I logged on to NBCOlympics.com for a very different, but not altogether superior, viewing experience. First, understand their similarity. NBC Universal doesn't care where you watch because they sell ads on both platforms. But the best way to understand the difference is to think of the Olympics as this massive buffet. Before the advent of the web, NBC was content to provide you one serving at a time with the meal of its choosing. NBC's cable channels offered some side dishes too. However, most of it is reheated cuisine. NBC often shows events that have already transpired, considering the 15-hour difference between Beijing and here in Los Angeles. But to belabor the food metaphor just a bit more, the internet allows you to gorge yourself. Instead of swimming, want a scoop of judo with just a sprinkling of rowing? Help yourself. Also, NBCOlympics.com allows you to not only tap into what's going on in Beijing in real time, but you could watch as many as four feeds simultaneously through a page called the Live Video Control Room. And that's the beauty of online. I'm in control of my Olympic experience. But the internet ain't all that. For one thing, as terrific as the interface was online, it doesn't hold a candle to watching the opening ceremony on a high-definition big-screen TV. And while the immediacy of the Live Video Control Room is swell, its programming came without sportscasters. Team handball is cool and all, but I'd be damned if I could tell you anything specific about the sport. But NBC employs a sly trick to make sure you don't get too attached to your PC. The top-shelf events that are slotted for prime time are not available to be seen online until after they've made their TV debut. To add to that confusion, you could read about the results on NBCOlympics.com before they show them on TV. All in all, it makes for a pretty bizarre time warp, and intentionally so. I found I couldn't really subsist online without TV too. And wouldn't you know it, that's just how NBC wants it.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.